Good morning. I said to Thomas, I'm really glad he came forward so I'm not standing here by myself, because Pastor Bree said, even if they're not kids, you should do it, just because. But I think it's just because she wants to see, because I told her it's a magic trick. So, Thomas, how are you? You're good. Me too. But I'm not going to sit, because since my surgery, I have a hard time getting up off the floor. So I'm not talking down to you. How about that? So I have a question. This is just a regular piece of paper, right? Do you think that I could cut a hole in it big enough to go over my head? Yes. Okay, that's good. All right. Well, what if I make it a bit harder? What do you think now?
Still yes.
Still yes, okay. What about if I make it a bit harder? What about now?
Should be able to,
should be difficult, but I could. What if I promise you that I can? Okay. What do you guys think? This is participation time, everybody. If I promise you, some are going yes, because I'm the pastor and you don't want to say otherwise, right? But some of you in your hearts are going, no, even with a promise. Well, I tell you, Thomas, I understand why some people, even when I say, I promise I'll do it, might have doubts. Because people don't always keep their promises, right? Not because they mean to lie to you, but because, well, we're human. Things come up, right? But the promise that we have from God is very distinctly different than promises that people make. Can you think of some promises God has made us? No? In the Bible? Anybody? What? To always be with us. You jumped ahead right to the gospel. That was gonna be my closer, but that's good, because that was in today's gospel. Any other promises anybody can think of? Just shout them out. Come on. Man, you guys need to have more Bible study. How about Noah's ark, right? Not to destroy the earth through flood. Last few years with climate change, some people have wondered if that's going to hold, but so far, right? Any other promises you can think of? Yeah, Thomas, can you think of one? Well, throughout the Bible, there are a multitude of promises. And as a member of the audience said, even today, the promise that we will never be left alone. Would you hold these for me? And we can know that God will keep those promises, because God always keeps God's promises, even when it seems impossible. Would you like this? Oh, there you go. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for the promises you have made to us, the promise we will never be left alone, and the hope we have in you, in the resurrection, and life everlasting.